Times, December 9th, quote from the Pope, just to show you that the Catholic Church believes this. Pope John Paul II said this week that all who live a just life will be saved even if they do not believe in Jesus Christ and the Roman Catholic Church. Pope went on to say, quote, the gospel teaches us that those who live in accordance with the Beatitudes, poor in spirit, the pure of heart, those who bear lovingly the sufferings of life, will enter God's kingdom, end quote. The Pope is taking an inclusive view of salvation. Salvation only comes in response to faith in Jesus Christ is rejected as unreasonable and cruel by lies. If they're just poor in spirit, if they are pure in heart, and if they pursue what is right. They lived Catholicism for centuries. That is why Catholic apologist Peter Kreeft, who wrote the book Ecumenical Muslims, and there are atheists, and there are Orthodox Jews, all in heaven, the gospel is not the issue, the Bible is not the issue, sincerity and goodness is the issue. Goodness can ascend to the knowledge of God and the will of God and please God and earn salvation whether he ever sees the Bible or ever he long believed. Now, this is somehow motivated by some human conception of it's not fair somehow for somebody somewhere not to be able to be saved. But it's not just a Catholic view. And I'm going to reiterate something I read to you a few weeks ago because I wanted on was held between Robert Schuller and Dr. Billy Graham on the Hour of Power. I have the transcript of that. Dr. Graham said, I think there's the body of Christ, which comes from all the Christian groups around the world, or Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And I don't think that what he's saying is there are people in the body of Christ who never heard of Christ, so they're going to come another way. Further, he says, God's purpose for this age is to call out a people for his name, for the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by they have, and I think they're saved and they're going to be with us in heaven. Dr. Schuller responds, even if they've been born in darkness and have never heard or never had exposure to the Bible, is that a correct interpretation of what your situation is? They've never seen a Bible or heard about a Bible, have never heard of Jesus, the city in which they live. Dr. Schuller, this is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There is a wide leap from Aristotle to the Catholic Church into evangelical Protestantism. Now we have a kind of problem in heaven with salvation, whether they ever get a Bible or whether they ever hear the gospel or whether they ever know about Jesus Christ. The position is the same as the one articulated in an article in Decision Magazine, which Billy wrote in 1960. As a student in seminary, he wrote a book called Set Forth Your Case, which was really a fine Christian apologetic, a Christian evidence since wandered far away and apostatized from that to this. When we approach the man of faith other than our own, somebody in another religion, we'll be in a spirit of expectancy to find out how God has been speaking to him and what new understanding of our first task in approaching another people, another culture, another religion is. Else we find ourselves treading on men's dreams. More, we may forget that pretty significantly. Instead of going into a tribe and saying, these people are lost, these people are doomed in darkness, he adds, does Pinnock, God, end quote. I can't imagine a more disastrous belief than that.